for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. We've been talking about a rather touchy subject for some of you. Is how do we dress? I'm don't understand why women, even people that say they're Christians, will have so much cleavage showing. They come to church that way. They go to the store that way. And people are on television that way, giving us the news. And you can't help but notice this. What has happened? What has happened to a good business look when you're giving the news? What's happened to a modest look in a church or at a restaurant? Why do we have to be distracted? And why do we have to wish that our husbands had blinders on? To be perfectly honest, I see this one person on, I watch sometimes a Geraldo. He has a program and he brings a psychologist, I guess she is on. She's very beautiful. She has a beautiful face, beautiful hair, beautiful way about her. And she's dressed very stylishly and she's popped out completely. It's not just a little hint of a cleavage, not just a little crack or something, which sometimes happens to some of us when we really don't mean to be that way and we quickly fix ourselves. But she is largely cleavaged, and her breasts show all that's legally to be shown. And she gives a psychologist advice. They ask her opinions, psychological opinions, and she gives them. Who would want to go to a psychologist who is popping out all over? Who would want to go? Unless you just want to go to look at her. And I just don't understand it. I really don't understand it. It's beyond me. I'm reading here from Old Timothy magazine. It says, A Lady's Riding Habit in 1881. The following is excerpted from our deportment, or the manners, conduct, and dress of the most refined society. This was published in 1881. Quote, A lady riding habit should fit perfectly without being tight. The skirt must be full and long enough to cover the feet, but not of extreme length. The boots must be stout, and the gloves gauntlet. Broadcloth is regarded as the more dressy cloth, though waterproof is the more serviceable. Something lighter may be worn for summer, and in the light costumes, a row of shot must be stitched at the bottom of the breast of the left side to prevent the skirt from being blown by the wind. The riding dress is made to fit the waist closely and button nearly to the throat. Coat sleeves should come to the wrist with linen cuffs beneath them. It is well to have this waist attached to a skirt of the usual length, and the long skirt fastened over it, so that if any accident occurs obliging the lady to dismount, she may easily remove the long overskirt and still be properly clothed. Now, the writer who put this in his paper concluded, This is not a Christian book, but notice the amazing emphasis on modesty and proper decorum. The lady was to be covered from foot to neck, and her dress was not to be too tight. Lead shot was used to keep the dress from blowing up. She was to be dressed in a modest, feminine manner, even while riding a horse. That was a different society than the one we live in today, because it was more strongly influenced by the Bible, and it was not only more modest, but more wholesome as well. Though society at large has turned its back on biblical modesty, God's people do not have to follow society's folly. And I'm asking you, do you follow society's folly? The other day I heard on television, one of these talk shows, there were some girls there. And this one woman had written a book called Girls Gone Mild. It's a takeoff of the book Girls Gone Wild or some movie or something that by that name. It's an alternative to this risque behavior. This woman was in college previously, and she did not appreciate the co-edited bathrooms, and she did not appreciate the if-you've-got-it-flaunt-it opinion that many girls have, and she just did not appreciate all of this. And so she began to take notes and decided that she was not for if-you've-got-it-flaunt-it society. She was not love yourself and throw away responsibility in dressing. She was not for the fact that she didn't feel that girls should be so immodest, and that she does not like it that bad was the new norm. So she wrote this book, and somewhere in there she became a Christian. She accepted Christ as her Savior, and I suppose it really propelled her into writing this book. She had two other friends with her, a mother and a mother's daughter, and they were dressed with long dresses, and they looked very nice. And then the camera went over to the left of them, and there were three others. One woman, I don't know if she was a writer, and then a mother and a daughter, with very short skirts, very long, very beautiful legs, and bosom sticking out and everything. And the one teenage girl, she didn't feel at all like she was flaunting herself, that she was being wrongly dressed, and she had a very, very short dress on, so that when she crossed her legs, you couldn't even see where her dress was. The mother had a dress that was probably above her knees, and so when she sat down, of course, there wasn't very much dress. And this immodest thing is what is popular today. And they said something about good girls go to heaven, but bad girls go everywhere else. And they were for, you know, flaunt it if you have it. And they certainly had it. They really did. But it is not a way that God would have us dress. Now, I'm reading this article to you that you can send for if you want to. Call 1-800-JOHN-109 and ask for it. It's written by Pastor David Stocksville of Oregon, Ohio. I don't know what church he's a pastor of. This is something that came to us on the Internet. Now, we discussed already about God's view of nakedness. When Adam found sin, he found out he was naked, so he covered himself with an apron. He made an apron. That apron didn't cover everything. When God covered them with the coats of skin, he made a coat for them. And so that's he made coats of skin, it says in Genesis 3:21. Then we heard about what a coat was. It starts up with your up here at your shoulder blades and goes down. And then we heard about what the knee was, and because of the priests that go up on the altar steps, and people shouldn't be able to look up the... They wore skirts, robes, or whatever you want to call the priest coverings, and if they were up there and they didn't were covered, then you could see their legs and whatever else was hiding up there. And so they wore breeches, and so we learned about that last time. Now we're going to learn about the shoulders covers nakedness. It shall have the two shoulders piece thereof joined at the two edges thereof, and so it shall be joined together. Exodus 28:7. And then we read in Exodus 28:8, and the curious girdle of the ephod which is upon it shall be the same according to the work thereof, even of gold, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. Then in Exodus 28:25 it says, and the other two ends of the two wreathen chains thou hast fastened in the two ouches, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod before it. So there, evidently, it's trying to show you where this ephod is, and the shoulders, and all that. But what about the arms? Does the Bible give any clues as to what is to be covered, the writer says? Do we not define a coat as something that is sleeveless? No. We call that a vest. Of the coats in the Bible and the garments used to cover nakedness by God, do any of them cover any portion of the arm? The ephod was a piece of clothing that the Lord commanded Moses to have for the priest. It was part of their covering. The ephod covered the shoulders. The shoulders is defined as the joint where the arm connects to the body. And that was in some of the scriptures. I may not have read them all to you. If the shoulder being covered is not part of the covering, the nakedness of man, and what is the limit on the arm? The wrist, the forearm, the elbow, the biceps? These are questions he asked. Excuse me. I remember when I went to Bible school, I went to Moody Bible Institute and graduated in April 1948, before I was married. And we had to wear nylon stockings. We didn't have... the rayon stockings, that's what they were. And I forget, they were very difficult. They were nothing like we have today. And we had to have our arms covered, I believe, between the shoulder and the elbow in there. And before I went to Moody in the olden days, of course you think I went there in the olden days, well, the real, real olden days, they had to have sleeves down to their wrists. But then when I went there, they got real liberal, and we could have sleeves, you know, a regular sleeve on a dress. I don't know what they do now. They probably don't have those rules anymore because Moody is a more, is very new evangelical now and very more modern, probably the new modern, postmodernism ideas that I read to you a couple broadcasts ago. Then when we went to, we were in Jerusalem and we went to Mecca, we went to the holy site there, and we had to have our arms covered. You know, we had to have sleeves on our dresses, and I thought I had a dress with sleeves. This shows how backslidden I was. I had a dress that had like a little cup sleeve, little cape sleeve. It wasn't as long as we had to have it Moody. Well, I could not go in dressed like that. They gave me a scarf. They had scarves there because I guess we women, we don't understand what sleeves mean. And they put that scarf on me because that was a holy place. I wish women would go to church today and feel they were in a holy place. And sometimes I want to throw a blanket over someone. Now we'll go down here. We haven't talked about the loins and the thighs. And thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness from the loins even unto the thighs that they shall reach. Exodus 28:42. I don't think I read that. I get all mixed up where I leave off. He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded with a linen girdle, and with a linen mitre shall he be attired. These are holy garments, therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on. Leviticus 16:4. Now the author says, what is the Bible verse that gives us a principle of what should be covered to hide our nakedness? Remember, is it a coat that God made? It was, not a vest, and not an apron. So with nakedness defined, should men and women use the same garments to cover their nakedness? Does the Bible give us any clue as to how we are to cover this defined nakedness? From the Old Testament, it is easy to establish what a man's garment ought to be. The word breeches found 5 times in the Bible is always attributed to a man's attire to be used to cover his nakedness. Breeches are by definition a garment that covers from the loin to the thigh. The question is not what materials must be used, nor even does the garment have a zipper or a crotch or buttons. The question is, what garment did God say a man was to use to cover his nakedness? Breeches. I'm under God's care. Are you? Bye. We'll see you more next time.
To Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.